What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Sovereign here, and I know we ain't really did the podcast on Spotify or Anchor in a while, or you know, iTunes, whatever. We're doing a I know y'all was like, oh, where's the video version? Well, the camera's fucked up, and I'm worried about it right now. But today we're gonna talk about what we're talking about today.
So this Joker J, what we're going to talk about is the battle with Kyrie Irving versus the world of ooze. I mean, if you want to say it like that.
Since this ain't on YouTube, I can get a little bit more strange. Ooze are booze.
The oogie boogies?
Yeah. Ooze, if you know what ooze are, then you put two and two together, you'll know.
See, the thing about the ooze is what Kanye was trying to say and represent is that they have a specific power and they are not afraid to use that power at any time on anyone if they shall so please to do so. And when they do it, woo, they come down hard upon you. They break it down. They break your knees so you can't walk no more. Then they cut some of your fingers off. Real slow. I mean, that's the kind of nasty. But then they break your hands, casino style. They like, See, if I'm about to say what I'm about to say, they'll say, oh, it's anti-Semitic. Should I say it?
What you
could have said? Nah, they got me now. They putting the chains on me. What I was going to say is, let's say the movie Casinos, right? Starring Robert De Niro. When he sees a person cheating in his casino, what he do is he get his boys, they hand them up from the table, they take them to the back. They get all his chips and coins with them too. They break his hands. Some people consider them mafia type people. Or, you know, very organized way of dealing with problems. And it ain't too pretty for the public either, so. That's all the comparison I'll say about that. But saying that, the reason why I say that is because we have a person, Kyrie Irving, who tried to stand his ground against the allegations of him being anti-Semitic. And what that got him was nothing but trouble. All he did, let me tell you what all he did. All he did was post a link to a movie on Amazon. The title was Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. He didn't say nothing. Always is a link that you could click on. He didn't have no opinions about it. He didn't have no written opinions about it, no vocal, nothing.
Nope. Give me a 2 minute time.
2 minute time.
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I'm gonna go on a tirade in 2 minutes. So not really, not even gonna go nuts. Oh, I thought, whatever, we could do it like that. Look, I'm at a point where I'm pretty much like my mentor. I don't give a fuck anymore about a lot of things, about a lot of people. I still give a fuck, obviously. But what are we doing? Why? Y'all done doubt this man? His own people. His own people.
Mm-hmm.
Dog this man. Now, I understand. I had a deep conversation with my mom and, you know, my pastor was talking about what we don't talk about. And I get it. I get it. No disrespect. And I don't even have a problem with it. The problem is, I have a problem with the disrespect they have for our people. Like, our people don't matter. Like, we're the scum. We're dirt. So somebody go around and say nigga all day. No, I know. Woo, 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 woo. We don't care. Especially our own people don't really give a fuck. Just being honest. Most of y'all don't. Most of y'all talk all this mess. Y'all don't go and help. I've gone out and helped. I've done a lot of things. Not because I wanted recognition. Because if I did, I would have just been like, oh, I did this and I did that. No. It's because I really gave a fuck. And I know I say I don't, but I still do. I want better for our people. But I'm frustrated. So I relate to Moses. I'm frustrated just like he was. Very frustrated. Because I don't think y'all give a fuck. Now, I'm going to still have the same mindset when I get to the point where I have the money to back up. But even if I do, even if we do, let me stop saying we, because this kingdom is not just the king, but his loyal knights. I'm nothing without them. But as a good leader, I need them to back me up, but I also got to stand strong. 10 toes to the ground. Now, I don't blame them for... Would you call it backing down?
I would say a strategic retreat.
I'll go with that.
I understand. That's what they're both doing, actually, right now.
I feel like Kanye did a little bit more. Like, I apologize, but I didn't.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's tough. Especially when you feel like nobody got your back. Even your people you thought had your back.
There's a reason why Ye don't really have too many people.
Well, we know about him. I'm talking about really him. I know. Ye is Ye. I support Ye. But Ye be talking crazy too. So see, Kyrie didn't say nothing crazy. It's just Ye needs somebody to help him talk.
Yeah.
He know what he's talking about. He just needs somebody to write the script for him. But the problem is, it's just... I'm tired of us cowering, because the point is, y'all want to do all this marching and all this bullshit, and then you want to ask the same motherfuckers that you complain is bothering you for shit. Then you have your people try to do shit, and you don't support them. Not only do you not support them, you ridicule them. My bad.
Also, delete them too.
No, yeah, that too. Delete them. But I wasn't going to go that far. Yeah. But that does happen. Our own people. I know niggas act like niggas don't hurt each other. I get it. Yeah, let's not go in that rabbit hole. But for the white man. But my thing is this. I just, it upsets me and it pisses me off. Now, I'm trying to watch my words. Because I don't want people to think, oh, you hate. I don't hate nobody, whether race or not. All right. I have plenty of friends, different backgrounds.
The thing about it, people don't like, it's a thing what Kevin Gates said recently. People don't like it when you tell the truth, when the truth is too brutal for most people to understand.
Nobody likes the truth. Most people like to be like, 90% of people like to be lied to.
And people don't like other people when they say things they're afraid to say. Like, you have the courage to say that? I don't like you for that. Like, something like that.
But you ain't gonna say it. But people want to say these things, but you don't want what comes with it. What comes with that is tough. I know what comes with it. And there's different levels to it. Whether you... on Kyrie's level, Kanye's level, or your community or somebody around. When you choose to step into that line, that's a different world. Before I started talking like I talk, I was warned what would happen. How people would look at you differently. People close to you look at you differently. All because of your mindset, all because of the things you believe in, all because of what you want to do. You will be in situations, your mama, your daddy, your spouse, you don't know, can turn their back on you because of your beliefs. And that's something you have to be prepared for if you want to do that. Now, you can stay on the side, which I don't have no problem, because I understand that's tough. That's tough. I'm sure that man going there and people I personally know just go and they sit there looking. Just that's that look. I've had that look, just sitting there, just looking in the mirror, right, saying damn to myself.
Damn, damn, damn.
staring there, right. Looking in the mirror.
You know, you just do that blank stare, and all of a sudden you just punch the mirror.
To myself. But it's tough, and it's hard because you want to help the world, not even just your people. You want the world. I want to change the world. I know a lot of people want to change the world. Y'all want to change the world. AKA Joker, AKA Hashirama. I mean, I'm Hashirama. He also Tobirama. HK, make your girl win. But we ain't talking about that. But it's just it's tough, and you want better. You want to do better, and it's hard. You feel like you don't have people around your side.
That's the thing I want to talk about. Is it the reason why? I know people are saying, well, okay, maybe Kyrie got visited by some folks. He got visited by the Brooklyn Nets. Some people came to talk to him. Hey, if you don't do this, this was gonna happen. And what if he felt like if I don't do what these people say, am I really going to have that support behind my back? And the primary reason why I can't say he folded, but again, he made a strategic retreat. And
I ain't going to lie to you. After I think about it, you be thinking about things you for the stand for.
Yeah,
you think about it. Is my people really going to have my back? No.
Think of like what's going to be done to him, but we're not really trying to think what he's thinking. Like, oh man, he shouldn't have did that. Was like, but really break it down in his head, the possibilities. I know
empathy.
Yeah, but even at the same time, some people don't believe hate what he did. Like, it's like
First of all, my bad. How do you hate on something he didn't do? All he did was post a leak. If you hate somebody, hate the person who created the movie, or hate Amazon, which I know you're not going to, but whatever.
There's a reason for that.
What is that?
The reason why Amazon ain't going to take the movie down, even though Amazon is owned by one of the Oohs, they're trying to form a partnership with the NBA to have live stream games on Amazon, like trying to do a deal process thing going through.
Now, I guarantee you, if he was a white man and he said nigger.
And this is all collateral damage.
Yeah, I know. But he'd be back on the court.
Yep.
In a day or two. Mm-hmm. Y'all let these whole females out here and they be on Twitch busting nuts.
Bathtub training.
Yeah, and they just get a slap on the wrist. So it's okay to bust nuts in front of little kids. Actually, let me not post something.
She made $1 million on them fans.
$1 million. Y'all got enough to make $1 million for a slut. No offense.
Still not really happy though.
Exactly. Yeah, they're never
put up
happy.
A really sad story. She's like, you don't really.
No disrespect, lady. I don't know you personally. Yeah. You might not be old. I'm just talking. All right. I call people niggas, crackers, nigga.
Ain't nobody say
crackers. Whiteys! Whiteys. I love that song. Ooze. Even on here, I can't say it. Dang. Crazy thing is, look, when we get up there, because I know we inching our way. To be real, me and Joker probably could have doubled or quadrupled our views and subscribers, but we dropped the ball a couple times. There's opportunities.
Mostly me.
Yeah, I have some of that too. You know. And that's something, I know I'm jumping off the top a little bit, but sometimes you just gotta go for it. As you see, we hitting it now. Ain't no, we hitting it. Because we got good content. Y'all enjoy it.
Excuse me.
And the more people, there's people out here around, talk about it. They like it. They enjoy it. They tell their friends. They watch it. They like us. And I do appreciate it. I just wanted to say that before we continue. I appreciate the love and the support. Because I'm going to remember this.
We love the fans. That's the vibes.
So I got you. I'll be like Siggas. I'll talk to you, motherfuckers. Like, that's real shit. Start off small, and then when we up there, I know. You support it. Now, I'm not going to be mad at people who come and they see us big. That's cool. That's what people do. Family, bow. Well, I see you, cuzzo. Mm-hmm. I see you. My family used to ain't fool with this shit. Not everybody, just some of them. Now they be listening, watching and shit. Posting, reposting and shit.
My family can't handle this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know that.
But it's different. You know, we got our merch now. Look, we legit. I mean, we've already been legit. To be real with y'all, it's actually only been, how long has it really been, like, we've actually for real? I think a year and something. Like,
about over a year. Before Christmas and stuff.
That we actually, like, officially. Now, I know we were doing shit, but, like, officially doing shit. So, I'm not upset. Like, I see us have progress. I was very happy of those YouTube views and shit. I would like subscribers more. But, you know.
Hey, we like all both.
Now, I do want y'all to support more on the podcast. Like the audio. Yep, the audio podcast. We actually will get paid from this part. We are monetized on Anchor and Spotify and all the other. So if you listen and tell your friends to listen and hit the, what is it on, like the stars or what is it called on
Spotify.
No, when you hit rate it five stars on all the platforms and all that shit,
5 out of 5. Yeah, play
games. So everybody listening, please rate this 5 star, you know, hit it, you know, so to go up in the algorithm. And then, you know, while you listening, you helping us. Now, what's your daily commercial? There are actually other commercials. Y'all already know if you listen to this that I got other commercials on here, but we ain't talking about that. We're talking about right now. Now we're going to go back and talk about this shit.
Well, we were talking about Kyrie not having people behind him. See, the thing is, you know what's crazy?
What's up?
I know people been clowning these dudes left and right, but it's rightfully deserved. So they come, it feels like to a point where they're told to say this just for the sake of being on the right side in quotations. So we got Shaq and Charles Barkley. This guy came on national television and said, oh, Kyrie shouldn't have said it. He said one of the most dumbest things. He's being an idiot. All he did was link a movie on his Twitter, and Shaq called him an idiot for doing that.
Time on. No, you keep talking. Don't forget Sovereign, this bitch.
And Charles Barkley was on the same wavelength. Like, he's like, act like he did the most horrible thing in the world right now.
How you do the thing?
Oh,
just put 2 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Y'all already know what time it is. What am I about to do? Sovereign, get him. Yes, sir. Let me tell you something, Shaq. I used to wear your shoes when I was in middle school. I spit on them.
Oh, no.
Disrespectful. Call that man stupid. And that, what's that, Skip? That's that nigga name?
Yeah,
Skip. Oh, I heard you, Skip. Old mass ass. Kissing mass ass. That's what you doing the whole thing. I watched that whole shit. I was pissed off the whole thing. And Shaq, I was very disappointed in you. I didn't think you would do that. Disrespectful. You disrespectful nigga. No, I'm not saying that's fine. They, yeah. House nigga. Nah, Shaq a field nigga. Let's be real. But yeah, my bad. Go ahead. Okay. Come in.
Man, I know you're going hard on Shaq on this.
No, right that's now, but I understand. Man,
Shaq does, he does a lot for the good people.
But no, I get that. Yeah. I'm hurt. It's hurting me to go in Shaq because I like Shaq.
It's hurting me more than it hurt Shaq.
Okay. I like Shaq. I really do. Yeah. But you can kiss my ass.
Shaq said he still making money.
Honestly,
you even
at what
his
cost?
Name, you promoting him even
more. That's fine. But you disrespectful. You should. I would have liked it if you just didn't say nothing. Then I would have been failed. Because I understand you don't want to step on their toes. So don't say anything. You had to disrespect that brother like that. And I know I felt like you were just jumping in because the other niggas were talking. Because that's what I actually felt like. Because he didn't really.
I feel like Shaq.
Now Skip. Oh, no. I don't get on Skip. No, go ahead. I get on Skip ass in a second.
No, I was just saying Shaq is a company man. Yeah, and he means well, but I think he got that view set of just doing his job and to stay in his job.
That's fine.
And you know, but you got to call spade a spade. So go ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need you to subscribe to official WCOD Studios and also WCOD Studios. The YouTube channels are out there popping. We be streaming, we be talking, we be vlogging, and you need to go check it out. Don't forget about the Instagrams and, of course, the podcast. So go show some love, WCOD Studios. Yes, sir! I'm calling spade a spade. Look, no, Shaq, no, I had no disrespect.
No insult. No, yeah.
It's not an insult. No hate. It's just I dis. Yeah. That was very disrespectful. Yeah. That man, you just shouldn't have said nothing. You shouldn't have said nothing.
Now Skip, with your bitch ass. Let me tell you something, Skip. Talking all that shit. I heard you. I listened to you twice. Disrespectful. What's the other nigga name? I don't know other nigga, but I know Skip. Skip, I know your dumb ass. Let me tell you something, Skip. You disrespectful. Kyrie, and work his ass, all right? All he did was post a link, nigga. What you did, nigga?
That's the nigga name?
Oh, fuck that nigga. I'm talking about Skip right now. Skip. Look, Skip. You know what, Skip? I ain't gonna get in your ass like that. Coon ass nigga. Disrespectful ass nigga. Apostle ass nigga. I slap you with a fish. Where Aquaman at? Look, that was disrespectful. All jokes aside. I like Shaq. I still like Shaq. I just that y'all didn't have to do my boy like that. Y'all like I feel like people shouldn't have did that to Kanye, but I at least understand because Kanye was saying some out of land of shit sometimes. But Kyrie didn't say nothing.
Nothing granted that, warranted that.
Yeah, that. So I'm like, y'all didn't have to do that. I feel like that was very disrespectful.
You think he was slapping babies?
Exactly.
And then talking about how good he felt after.
Yeah, y'all just calling man. Whew, our people, man, our people. And I get it. It's a check. So you fuck our people and get the check.
Yeah.
What you gotta say? Goddamn.
Man, all I gotta say is, Shaq.
Please work for that, Shaq. I know I got in your ass. Right?
Yeah. But we still love Shaq. We still love the Diesel. We still love Charles Barkley.
When the podcast get bigger and you want to come on, yeah, you cuss me out.
I feel like what we're doing, we're showing empathy. Like, even though we know what he said, but we're still going to call out on what he said, but still at the same time understand he's doing a job. You know, he got a family to take care of.
I get it.
Money don't make itself, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, so we just doing what you doing, pretty much, ain't?
Yep. I'm trying to feed me.
Me, myself, and I.
Well, my all family right. Too. I'm trying to feed.
Yeah, that goes back to saying like, okay, if I do die on this hill, is anybody gonna be on this hill with me? And that part was going through his mind and head. Like, come on now, he already like in close with the most high celebrities of basketball players. Like, did any basketball player come to his defense during that little tirade? I mean, I don't even know if I seen his own teammate.
No.
Kevin Durant. I ain't hear Kevin Durant say nothing. Like, oh, yeah, I'm with. Like, you don't gotta say much. Be like, I'm with my brother. And then that's that, you know? Like, I stand beside him. I ain't telling you my personal
view. I would say LeBron, but we know LeBron. That thing.
Oh, man.
He didn't put up.
But he felt that wrath before.
He did? What did he put up?
He got told to shut up and dribble. But the white man, Drew Brees, had his own political views, and by the same reporter, he ain't telling him to throw the football and shut up.
You know what's funny? The funny thing is, y'all could protest and they would pick y'all side if all y'all didn't play, because y'all make them way too much money. So if y'all didn't play, they would have to listen. But y'all so swerved about that, which I get it. You got, like, again, you got family to feed. But then I can't even say that, because you've made so much money to the point you should have money aside. Just saying. Yeah,
but you know, like the way how they beat the tax game, they gave away a lot of that money. Like a lot, I know a lot. Yeah, charity's good, but that's a side game to that. When tax season come, it won't be too harsh on the wealthy. So they give away the money to not have to face that.
Y'all
did this in the kindness of my. I mean, I ain't gonna say it. A lot of people, those contributions, I would say more than majority are real gratitudes of themselves to do that type of stuff. But at the same time, man, when you that rich and you got people you trying to live the lifestyle you live while you know you're working. It's like you know you're working, so you about to make like a $400 car payment.
But you ain't gonna do that same thing if you had no job.
Yeah.
Like, a good job.
Some people.
Like, it's just, that's just like an analogy.
No, so, I know what you're talking about.
So, while he in the system, that tactical retreat, he knows he don't have enough to die on this hill either alone or with people. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
So he got like, okay, I gotta take these weapons, take this public humiliation, and then I'm gonna strike again when my iron heart, when I'm real ready. Yeah, but the thing is, ain't people really gonna be on his side because of the first example. But like then he come back, okay, now like on like yay on some yay type of stuff, okay, people, we need to get together. I'm ready now. Like, man, we was ready for you then, but you like when you was at your weakness, maybe wasn't there. And you wanna try to be at your strong we think you could be here at your strongest? This is like, what's gonna happen when you get weak again?
Look, not to misquote a Bible verse, but well, I'm not even gonna do it. No hush. Anyways. Anyways, you ain't ready for that. Anyways, what I was gonna say is, Joker still has hope for you niggas. I do not. let me stop lying. I have a mustard grain of hope. I'm where Moses had to stop, so I ain't going to the promised land. Not that promised land, but you know what I mean. So, I gotta take my robes off. Jarvis is here. See, I'm the guy who gets the heat.
Mm.
He's gonna be Charles Xavier, and he gonna...
Oh, you Magneto?
Yeah, so I'm gonna take the heat, take it all in, and he gonna get y'all there. So, he got hope. I did what I did, but I'm tired. A nigga tired. He know I'm tired. I'm fucking tired. I'm tired. This shit pissed me off. Yeah, I still pray every day that Lord, please let our people get some goddamn sense. Like,
man, it's gonna happen one day, man.
Shit, I hope
it's gonna happen one day. It's crazy. It felt like these were the perfect opportunities for
exactly.
It to happen, but then it's like, damn, we still not ready. It's like crap. Like this like
what y'all want? Y'all niggas just happy because Black Panther. You Black Panther out here. Yes, master. We good.
Oh yeah, Black Panther 2 about to come out. Wakanda
forever.
Stand up, hey, Kyrie Irving. Kyrie would have hit a Black Panther 2 movie link right after his other link if he never deleted it. Like that, that would have been the funniest thing ever. Like,
I know some of y'all took that offensive, but look, let me tell y'all something. I'm just being real. Like. You give the nigga something nice and they happy. They shut up. And it's true because we do.
Yeah.
Here's a doggy bag. They kill a nigga. Oh, here you go. March around. Kill a nigga. This, that. All they do is give us packs of pies.
He got suspended without pay. And police officer that actually kills a guy gets suspended with pay.
Yep. Yep.
That's the difference.
Yep.
You could kill a guy and still get paid for it. Or delete it. Dang. That's right.
Yeah. Deleted. Damn. This is stressing me out.
And they gave him a list of Hercules labors.
Oh, yes. His labors that he has to do.
Like, geez, are you thinking like he's some Greek god?
Kiss an old asshole. The feet. Thanos.
I want my toes kissed. All the way up to the knees.
It's make like, a girl come in 2 seconds.
Oh yeah, he's like, you might as well throw me in the pit now.
You got a good enough tongue, you can. But Kyrie, we got 2 minutes, a little over 2 minutes. Look, right. I'm on your side. I got your shoes, nigga. I'm gonna be wearing your shoes.
What I want to say is, Kyrie, I know there's some people out there that seeing you at your weakness and you tilted over, you retreated, and they're completely 100% done with you forever. But I feel like as a people, even though you see a man fall, you should be there to pick him back up. That's why I'm like, people, you see a man fall, and you're like, man, he fell. He wasn't supposed to fall like that. Like, my belief in you is over completely. But, no, I mean, like, but, like, I understand some people, they ain't going to pick that person back up because of how they retreated.
30 seconds.
But let's pick them back up. Let's have some people back up. We might get some strength.
Yes. And this is another episode, and I'm glad it's on Spotify and all your other sources. But show some love. Thank you for listening. If you get offended, you can kiss my black ass. I don't care. And this is Sovereign.
I'm joking.
And we out. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know y'all be seeing how fresh I look with my cut. And it's only one place in town I will ever go. Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, you want to look fresh for a date? You want to look good for a business meeting? You want to look good for an interview? Anything is possible. Go to Life Change Cuts. I'm telling you, they got a full arcade. They got a bar. I'm telling you, positive vibes. And I'm telling you the facts. Now check out my boy Kevin, and he will hook you up. Show love.